A few kudos this week. A huge kudos to Moose Factory native Jonathan Chichu, for his recent induction into the North American Indigenous Athletics Hall of Fame. The personable Chichu is a well-deserved inductee for his efforts both on and off the ice. Local hockey fans first came to know of Chichu's gifted skill level while he played AAA Bantam here in Timmins. After a terrific year with Cap in the GNML, Jonathan spent a year in Junior B with Kitchener before being selected in the old draft by the Belleville Bulls. With the Bulls, he was part of an old championship team and played in the CHL Top Prospects game. San Jose selected Chichu in the NHL draft, where he became one of the game's best players. The 2005-06 season saw him score 56 goals and win the Maurice Richard Trophy as the NHL's leading goalscorer. Jonathan played in the AHL, NHL and KHL All-Star Games, a feat few pro players have ever achieved. His humility, caring for others and great sense of humor are just a few of his many admirable character traits. Congratulations, Jonathan. You and your efforts are more than worthy of an NAIAHF induction. Kudos to TH and VS for their thrilling 45-41 opening game victory over Ottawa's Notre Dame at the OFSAA Boys A Basketball Championships on their home court. A raucous crowd of supporters filled the TH gym to spur the locals on to victory. Diane and I thoroughly enjoyed not only the game, but the vibrant atmosphere on display. By the time you read this, the Blues will have played game they as they strive to get to the playoff round. Editor's note. TH won their second game 44-41 against Ecole Secondaire Laritage. Their next game is tonight, March 7, at 6:30 p.m. at Timmins High. Related. Timmins High keeps OFSAA dreams alive in close first game C. Loud crowd cheers on the Blues. A few of us were talking about how cool it might be to showcase an event like the OFSAA's at a venue like the MAC, or maybe the Splex. A few other cities put the old hardwood down in their local arena to showcase playdowns. I know it might take away from the host schools playing in their school gym, but would it not be electrifying to be able to play before a packed crowd in a setting like the MAC? Just a thought. Kudos also to the Roland Michener girls volleyball team, who are in Welland for the OFSAAA championships. After winning the NEOAA championship, Michener is the 14th seed at OFSAA. The team is currently in the midst of the playdowns, and we wish them all the success they deserve at the event. Hats off to Queens Gales women's basketball team as well. The Gales are headed to the U Sports National Championship Tournament as the overall third seed. The 23-2 Queens Club first sees action on Thursday. And that's notable for us because a key component of Queens' success is Timmins native Emma Welts. Emma is a fifth-year guard with the Gales and is majoring in nursing. The O'Gorman alumni has two previous OFSAA participations to draw experience from to help her deal with the pressures of a championship tournament. One of those OFSAAs was a silver medal with her O'Gorman teammates. Queens looks to parlay their strong season and seeding to a national championship. Here's hoping. Congrats to former Olympian Charmaine Crooks on her appointment to interim president of Canada Soccer. Crooks has made increasing financial support to our women's team a priority. And that priority received a huge boost with an announcement from sponsor GE Appliances. GE announced it is adding a significant financial contribution, on top of its current commitment, to help allay the concerns over women's funding. Earlier last week, Canada Soccer revealed a new deal had been reached with the women's team. Last week I lamented about the endless speculation being aired about potential NHL trades and how the banter started around Christmas. But a lot of the trades, when they actually did happen, were dandies. So with most of the big names off the board before Friday's deadline, I still tuned into TSN's deadline coverage. I wasn't disappointed. Hockey's most likable coach, Bruce Boudreau, was a revelation. His panel contributions were epic TV. The skit featuring him giving motivation to the on-air personalities was a gut-buster. If he doesn't return to coaching, he will. He is a made-for-television guy who will be a force in the genre. Back to the trades. A few teams just seem to make trades to appease their fanbase. They made deals to make it look like they were making their teams better. We will have to wait and see which teams made the right moves, but Boston, Jersey, Ottawa and the Rangers made huge additions. Toronto made some real shrewd moves, see Ryan O'Reilly, but how many defensemen do they need? And the Rangers getting Tarasenko was a sweet ad. He has looked real good. Patrick Kane, however, has looked a little out of sorts, but that could quickly change. What I worry about for the Leafs and Rangers is will some of the moves upset overall team chemistry? It's a worthy notion. Toronto did have to get more playoff ready. Especially needing hard to play against forwards and an upgrade to the back end. Up front they certainly got the aforementioned. And McCabe could be a good fit on D. New York's younger players have been a big part of this year's success. Did they really need to add Kane, who truly is a superstar, who takes some of the ice time away from those young guys? I'm not sure. There are still about 18 games left for each team to adjust to the changes. Chemistry is not an easy commodity to acquire. The hope is these two teams will improve that chemistry. If not, there may be a lot of unhappy campers. Edmonton absolutely improved with Ekholm on defense. He is just what they need there. But the road in the East will go through Boston, Jersey, and Carolina. Will Toronto's and New York's changes get them through? Personally, I think not. And finally, the NEHC Conference Women's Championship was won by Norwich. Madison Brunette and her teammates are now off to the DIII National Women's Championships where they meet Colby in Game 1. Madison got to experience the treat of having her family in attendance for the NEHC Championship game. Later Skater. Have a tip or comment for Mully? Send us an email.